Here are the latest headlines from the Tornado Newsroom on KDDR.
I'm Jacob Just reporting. This year, over 20 kids were nominated in a community of Oaks for the First Noel with First Responders event. If you would like to assist or donate, there are multiple ways to do so. If you would like to sponsor a kid this year, there's an Amazon wish list set up, or you may purchase gifts that are set aside by local businesses. The businesses listed will have the items set aside. Just let them know you are there to purchase the items for the First Responder event. Each child will receive a set amount of Oaks Bucks to spend at local businesses to purchase gifts for their family members. If you'd like to donate towards the Oaks Bucks, please contact Akasha McGill at the Oaks Chamber Office at 701-742-3508. The kids will be given special red Oaks Bucks, so businesses are aware they are from the First Responder event. The deadline to purchase the items and donate is December 4th, and they want to make sure all gifts arrive on time to be delivered on December 20th. And on December 20th, the First Responders will be escorting Santa to each child's residence to deliver the gifts. For the list of businesses participating and for the Amazon wish list, head to the KDDR Tornado Facebook page. Thanksgiving will be on the lighter side when it comes to the typical number of travelers. According to AAA Travel, effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, including health concerns and high unemployment, are impacting Americans' decisions to travel for the Thanksgiving holiday, with health and government officials stressing that staying home is the best way to protect yourself and others from getting sick. AAA anticipates at least a 10% drop in travel, the largest one-year decrease since the Great Recession in 2008. Based on mid-October forecast models, AAA would have expected up to 50 million Americans to travel for Thanksgiving, a drop from 55 million in 2019. However, as the holiday approaches and Americans monitor the public health landscape, including rising COVID-19 positive case numbers, renewed quarantine restrictions, and the CDC's travel health notices, AAA expects the actual number of holiday travelers will be even lower. And the North Dakota Game and Fish Department says a limited fall survey indicates another year of good mule deer fawn production in the western part of the state. Biologists counted 2,116 mule deer in an aerial survey in October. That is down slightly from last fall, but officials could survey only 18 of 24 study areas this year. This year's ratio of 82 fawns per 100 does is similar to last year, and the ratio of 36 bucks per 100 does is considered healthy. Hunting of mule deer females was banned in North Dakota in 2012 to help the population recover. Restrictions have been lifted in phases since 2016. That is a look at local news. For news anytime, head to newsdakota.com. I'm Jacob Just reporting.